talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City in Sayre, Oklahoma. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Man, it's a little chilly this morning. We had 14 at my house, according to the outside thermometer. A little chilly. Had to break ice today. No problem. Wasn't too thick, but it was there. Currently, though, it looks a lot better. 48 degrees at Hollis, 49 degrees at Hobart, 48 at Cheyenne, home with a secret weapon, 52 at Arnett, 50 at Sealing, 51 at Camargo, 47 at the May Ranch. Out in the Oklahoma Panhandle, we're looking at 48 at Slapout and 49 at Boise City. Here in the Texas Panhandle, 52 at Miami, 53 at Dozer, 50 at Wellington, and 49 at Odell. First things first, we talked about it on my show yesterday, and sure enough, we had some fires yesterday. Let's start down south in Greer County. That was a big one. Well, they both were pretty good size. And if there was some fires up north, I didn't hear about it. But this one was 9 miles west of the peanut plant, and for you people who don't know where the peanut plant is, when you're going down 34 highway, like you're on your way from Carter to Mangum, just about a half a mile north of Willow, where you turn to go into downtown Willow, there's a blacktop, and there's a big triangle or high top building right there on the west side of the road there, 300-400 yards off the road. That's what we call the peanut plant. And there's a blacktop that goes straight west there. A lot of people I know live on that road. Not a lot, but some. But that's where you go about a mile and a half west from the highway on that blacktop, the peanut blacktop. And then right there at Stacy and Lori's house there at the top of the hill, you're at the top of the hill and you pop off down in this bottom. It's a whole different world going west. That's God's country. That's what they call the breaks. It's different. So you go 9 miles west. So I'm guessing 7 miles, 8 miles, 9 miles puts you at the top of the hill up there and where there's a water tower and stuff. So that was I'm not sure what I've seen a couple of different things that started the fire. One said it was a control burn. Somebody else said they were grinding and started the fire. I don't know what happened. It doesn't matter. There was a fire and they got it put out. A big shout out to all these following fire departments that helped with that. And it was quite a few of them. Willow, Granite, Mangum, Jester, Reed, Carter, Delhi, Sayre, Eric, and Elk City all assisted in that fire and got her under control and was mopping up. I headed to Hobart about 3 o'clock. So it looked like it was calming down then. But then when I left Hobart, he looked up north. It looked like an atomic bomb went off there. There was so much. So up north of Elk City, north of Red Johnson Ford, I don't remember if it's a mile or 2 miles north of Red Johnson Ford there, or where Red Johnson Ford used to be. There was another fire up there, and it was big. Lots of fire departments. I don't have a list. I couldn't find a list. I know Elk City, I think Carter went up there. I'm sure the Roger Mills Task Force, County Task Force was there. And Butler, I know Butler was there. And I'm not sure who all else, fire departments was there. But they got her under control. Man, that thing put out a lot of smoke. Thank you very much to the volunteer fire departments and Elk City. Didn't mean to, and Mangum. I know you guys got full-time fire departments, but thanks again. To reiterate what I did yesterday, I would love for people just after today, they said the winds are going to calm down. Matter of fact, while we're here, let's just check out what the Oklahoma Forestry Department is saying. It said statewide discussion, and there's a most of all of Western Oklahoma, west of Oklahoma City, and a little bit east of Oklahoma City also. If you just took the whole western part except for the extreme northwestern part of Oklahoma, we're in an elevated status of wildfires. There is a little breeze going out there today. After today, the wind's going to calm down. Here it says elevated fire weather will again develop this afternoon along and west of I-35 as an extended dry spell continues, registering the second driest December statewide since 1921. Given the depth of dryness and the prevalence of above normal fuels, loading less than critical fire weather can support intense fire behavior. So, again, guys, don't be doing any welding or anything out in the pastures or close to the pastures. After today, the wind's not going to be blowing. And if you are doing something out there, make sure you have somebody there helping you with the fire watch. That's all I can say. And bearings, chains, everything. Just, we got a lot of fuel out there, people. You know that as well as I do. And things could, I was driving across the pasture this morning looking for a cow, and I wasn't going very slow either. And I was just sitting here going, man, I mean, I'm driving a diesel, but a diesel won't start a fire as quick as a gasoline truck will, but I sitting here going, this is stupid. So I turn around and come back out of there. Just got a lot of fossil fuel, or not fossil, but a lot of foliage out there. Just be careful. I don't know what else to tell you guys. And if you see somebody dragging a chain going down the interstate, the highway, try to signal to them that you got something dragging or something. We just don't need it. We're gonna have it. I don't know what the odds are in Vegas that we're going to have a wildfire this winter, but let's just keep our fingers crossed that we don't. And then I was looking through here looking for something in my paperwork here, my stack of paperwork I bring up to the studio with you, and I hid that it got hid yesterday. I want to give a big shout out to the Delhi Fire Department for over the holidays. As most people know, Sarah had a water main break, and it was a big one. And everybody north of the river there was doing without water for 3 or 4 days, and they're still waiting on water tests to come back today, and they're taking another water sample today also to have another result from yesterday to see if it's safe to drink yet. But Delhi Fire Department brought their big tanker in so people could come down and get buckets of water, tank full of water, to go take back to their house for flushing the toilet and whatever. And so appreciate Delhi Fire Department for doing that. And then North Fork Electric Co-op, I don't know who donated, if they donated that or they went and picked it up from somebody that donated it. I didn't never get to that. They went and got a trailer load of cases of water. And just, there's probably all kinds of other people helping, but I've noticed those off of social media, by the way. So thank you, North Fork Electric, for what you do. And thank you, Delhi. For bringing their tanker truck in so people can get some non-potable water out of there to do whatever they need. Actually, this coming from a Delhi fireman here, he said, FYI, the newest diesel pickups will and do get hot enough to start a fire. And so I stand, add that to what I was saying. Yeah, I still got out. Mine's newer, but the 19, but I was thinking, you stupid. You don't need to find that cow that bad. So I turned around and got out of there. So, man, just everybody just needs to stay alert all winter long. Until we get some green foliage growing back. And again, thank you for all the fire departments helping with all the fires, keeping them under control as best they can. They did get those put out yesterday. I'm still shocked at the amount of smoke that one north of Elk City was putting out. Man, if you looked at it from Hobart when I was down there, It was crazy. Hey, speaking of Hobart, I visited the Hobart Farm and Garden. They're one of our sponsors of the show, obviously, and been since day one. You know, I love them to death. So I went down there to get me a new pair of boots. I get my Twisted X boots from down there, and they got a 25% off. And they didn't pay me to say this. I'm just letting you guys know. 25% off on all their Browning products. Not the guns, but I think you can negotiate some dollars coming off them guns if you find you a shotgun or rifle you like. But all their accessories, lights, knives, clothing, everything. I think the shells too. Any Browning shotgun shells or whatever's down there, 25% off. And in that one little case, glass case, when you walk in there, they have probably one of the best selections of Benchmark knives I've ever seen. And I just lost my Benchmark knife here a couple months ago, and I kind of miss it. So I got me another one yesterday, and it was 25% off. So you guys get a chance, you're down around the Hobart area, pull in there to Hobart Farm and Garden. It was crazy busy in there yesterday. I was shocked. It wasn't elbow to elbow, but it was busy in there. And just go in there, 25% off on their Browning and Benchmark products. Pretty cool. You think, what is it? Well, it's a lot of money to save, especially if you spent what I did yesterday. All I'm going to say. All right, let's see what happened overnight in our big world of agriculture. I'm trying a new style of new method of doing my show on here. So we're going to see how it works out today. Shortly after 6:30 a.m. this morning, March corn was down a half a penny to 441 and 3/4 cents per bushel. March soybeans was up 3 1/4 at 1066 and 3/4 per bushel. March soybean or soy meal, not bean, but was 50 cents higher at 303.80 a short ton. And March soy oil increased 0.10 cents to 49.39 cents a pound. March wheat markets were mixed in early morning. Chicago Board of Trade was up a penny at 514. Kansas City wheat was down a half a penny at 526. Minneapolis wheat was down a penny and a half to 564 1/4 per bushel. Slow news in the grain market saw prices shift lower, which may also have been influenced by a broader risk-off profit-taking day spilling over from the outside markets. Export inspections of corn, beans, and wheat were all lower in the 7 days that ended on the 29th of December. According to the report from the USDA, corn inspections total 1.3 million metric tons. That's down from 1.7 million tons the week prior. However, that is up from the 907,000 tons assessed during the same week last year. Soybean assessments were reported at 750,000 metric tons. That's down from 929,000 tons the week before and well below the 1.64 million tons expected at the same point in 2024. Examinations of wheat for offshore delivery dropped to 302,000 metric tons. That's down 635,000 tons a week earlier and 339,000 tons this time last year. Since the start of the marketing year on September 1st, the USDA has inspected 25.5 million metric tons of corn, up from 15.3 million tons of corn tons at the same point last year. Soybean inspections since September now stand at 15.3 compared to 28.6 million same time frame last year. Wheat assessments since the start of the grain marketing year on June 1st are now at 15 million metric tons versus 12.3 million tons same time last year. Wheat's looking pretty good. Corn, soybeans down, obviously, because all the trade wars going on between us and China. So, according to the National Weather Service, man, it's just tranquil weather. That's all they say. Maybe some lake effect snows, downwind from the Great Lakes. That's it. I've seen some people been out to Taos and Red River over the holidays, and they're saying the skiing, snow, everything, it stinks. There's not much going on out there. Even where they make snow, it's slick, icy. So they're still out there having fun, no? Let's see what else. Today is Hay Day Tuesdays by the Great Plains Banks. A bank, not banks, but a Great Plains Bank. We'll have Hay Day coming up here in about, 20 minutes? So get your pencil and pen ready, and I'll have some hay reports coming up for you also. Today is Stockman's Vet Clinic happy hour, so let's take a Stockman's Vet break. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You gotta go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
You farmers like saving money on stuff you gotta have? You can save instantly when you buy two or more eligible Bridgestone or Firestone ag tires at Blair Tire and Feed. Get $300 off all eligible AD2IF and VF radial tires and Bridgestone radials. Get $200 off all eligible non-AD2 radial tires. And get $25 off Destination Farm and Destination Turf. Blair Tire and Feed at the crossroads in Blair, Oklahoma. Save instantly on the tires you gotta have.
Hey folks, this is EJ Gretiman with ASCO Equipment out of Elk City, Oklahoma. If you need rental equipment, I got your back. From excavators to wheel loaders, telehandlers, and forklifts, we rent the brands that you know and trust. With flexible terms, responsible service, and expert support, we're here to keep your job on track. Need equipment? We're on it here at ASCO Equipment. Visit ASCOEQ.com or stop by our Elk City branch, 513 West 20th here in Elk City, Oklahoma, or you can just give me a call, 580-243-9233. Appreciate it, folks, and y'all have a blessed day.
Yeah, farmers can be pretty tough because it's a hard world in farming, you know, in the farming market. It's tough, so they're going to do all they can to get the best deal they can, and we're going to give it to them. Everything for maintenance on your equipment, changing your oils, you need some antifreeze, you need some hydraulic oil, any kind of grease. We got the bolts and fasteners now. We're opening up electrical fittings, zip ties, penetrating oils. Camrock is the name of the company. It's 2111 South Main, Elk City, south of Fred's Steakhouse.
Life gets a lot easier when you've got the tools to handle the cold, like generators, because losing power is not an option. Propane heaters and portable heaters keep you warm and working. Heated jackets and vests keep your core warm. Gloves for your vehicle, anti-freezing wiper fluid, battery charger, engine starters, flashlights, rechargeable hand warmers, WeatherTech floor mats to protect your floorboard, D-Gel diesel, scrapers, and de-icer. You know who's got all this. Napa Auto Parts in Elk City. 716 West 3rd.
Cattlemen's Congress in the heart of cattle country is a lot more than just a cattle show. See for yourself January 4th through the 14th at the fairgrounds in Oklahoma City. The newest and most elite genetics North American cattlemen have to offer will be there. Cattlemen's Congress is the gathering place of the cattle industry and provides sales of elite genetics. Something for every operation. Enjoy the commercial cattlemen's luncheon January 8th at 11 a.m. with the commercial female replacement sale at 1 p.m. For a full schedule and sale information, visit cattlemenscongress.com.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Lipscomb, Texas. Here is your ag weather update. 50 degrees, humidity's 27, dew point's 18, the winds are out of the west at 11 miles an hour. Peak wind gust today, so far, 21 miles an hour. Month to date, precipitation, 1/10 of an inch. see, what is today? Oh, we got one more day, don't we, in this month. Red flag minutes, zero. Sub-freezing minutes today, 558 of those. An 8-inch soil temperature, 42 degrees. All right, let's check out the Central Crop Care Grain Market Report. Central Crop Care out of Hobart, America. Let's see here. Let's start with the grains. Man, a lot of red on this board. Kansas City wheat, March 540 or 524, down 3. May is 537, down 3.25. Chicago wheat, March 512, down 0.25. May 523, down 1. Corn, March 441, down 1.25. May 448, down 2. Soybeans, January 1047, down 1.75. March is 1062, down 3/4. Soybean oil, January 49.01, up 23. And soybean meal, January 296.50, down 230. March is 302.40, down 90. And then what else we got? Oats, March 305, up 0.25. Let's see what the animals are doing. Animules, how's that? Live cattle, February 230.55, up 157. April is 231.20, up 167. Feeders look wonderful. January, 349.50, up 250. March is 344.57, up 290. April is 343.40, up 297. Lean hogs, February, 85.62, up 115. April is, 90.32, up 92. And let's see what the energy's doing just for the fun of it. Oil, February, $58 even right now, down 8 cents. March is $57.78, down 7 cents. Natural gas, what happened to natural gas? It was up to $5 here a month ago. February, $3.93, down 5. March is $3.33, down 2. And I think that's about all we need to... What is gold going for? Holy moly. Gold, January, $4,367.30 an ounce. If you got some gold you've been saving, I'd say it's time to get rid of it. What's silver doing? $77.30, up $7.30 today. Something's going on. Yeehaw, get rich, sell that gold. Okay, let's see here. They were a little late yesterday, so I didn't get to go over cow-calf corner. But here is Dr. Peel's a look back and look ahead for cattle prices. Cattle prices advanced for the third consecutive year in 2025. Prices for all classes of cattle moved higher, setting frequent records for most of the first three quarters of the year before experiencing a sharp correction in the fourth quarter. We all remember that one, now you don't. Cattle prices recovered in December to end the year up and set the stage for the markets in 2026. Oklahoma auction prices for 500-pound steer calves picked up from year-end highs in 2024 and increased even more sharply in 2025. Prices started the year at $353.45 per hundredweight and ended up at $480.48 per hundredweight. That's a 35.9% increase for the year. By the end of December, these calves' prices had fully recovered from the fourth quarter correction. When prices that were at $479.89 by mid-October dropped to $413.71 at the end of October, that was a 13.7% drop before recovering to a new high in December. And it just go. So according to this chart right here, he says beginning of the year, 500-pound steers were at $353.45. 800-pound steers were, well, let's just finish that 500-pound steers here. So at 10/17, that'd been October 17th, it went from $353.45 to $479.89. And then there was a little bit of a correction at $413 at end of November. But now it was up a penny higher than it was in October at $480.48. Now, the 800-pound steers, 267.91 is what they started. 349.89 is what they finished at. Five market steers, 198.93, finished at 228.79. Cull cows boning, 120.57 at the start of the year, ended up at 156.39 at the end of the year. And let's see here. Prices for the 800-pound feeder steers at Oklahoma. Yeah, I already said that. Never mind. Started out at 267. So here's what he said to expect in 2026. 7 years of declining calf crops, accumulating in the 2025 calf crop at the lowest level since 1941. And limited signs of heifer retention mean the feeder cow supplies will be tighter going into 2026 and might even tighten more during the year if heifer retention picks up. Prices advancing more slowly now, he thinks. Feeder and fed cattle prices, though expected to increase, are likely to increase less than what they did in 2026, or less in 2026 than compared to 2025. In 2025, feeder cattle increased 25 to 35%, while fed cattle prices increased 15 to 20%. Both feeder and fed prices are likely to see prices increase in the range of 5 to 15% is what he's saying. So take our prices that we got going on right now and your calf crops and feeders and everything, according to his numbers, and he's been spot on, 5 to 15% more. So I'll take it. So continue. Unfortunately, volatility is likely to continue to be a risk for cattle producers. The big fourth quarter 2025 correction should remove the tendency for market or technical correction for quite some time, but external sources of uncertainty are likely to continue injecting that into the cattle markets going forward. So it can change in a day, just like it did in November, he's saying. With cattle and beef marketing continue to be a focus of political scrutiny, markets are subject to additional political rhetoric and meddling. And I can get an amen after that one. Yeah, because it's been kind of quiet about the screw worm. Some predictions are they might open the border back up in February. This is all rumors, predictions, nothing firm out of nobody. So don't anybody go say, Jimmy said they're going to open the border back up in February. That's not what I'm saying. I said rumors have it. That's a goal to get it open back up. But all the big dogs are saying if it does, yes, it'll affect the market there for a little bit, and then it should come back up because our market is used to them Mexican cattle being on United States soil. So it is going to take a correction, and then it'll come right back up, and those cattle will be right back in there. What they're doing with all those cows the last 6 months, there were the big boys, the feeders. I have no clue what's going on with that. Hopefully one of these days we can get somebody on that really knows what goes on with the Mexican cattle and see what really happens. And I know there's all kinds of rumors, a lot of illegal cattle coming up from Argentina, all those countries down there through the Mexican border. Who knows? If you guys ever been down in there, you know what goes on down there. They're not near as strict on that stuff as what we are here in America and Canada. So who knows? All right, let's take a Stockman's Vet break. Just a friendly reminder, Heyday Tuesday is coming up here in about 10 minutes. So we'll be right back after this.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
You don't want to let your cotton set in the field day after day waiting to be ginned. Now to better serve you, the cotton farmers in Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, Lone Star Gin has processed over 540,000 bales of cotton. They've got locations in Pampa, Texas, and now in Burns Flat, Oklahoma. Lone Star Gin has the ability to process over 2,400 bales per day. All they do is gin cotton. Go to LoneStarGin.com for more information, and you can find them on Facebook.
Meet Ag AgSense 365 from Valley. They've combined their best in-class remote irrigation management applications into one powerful platform. Easily manage everything from pivots to pumps and more anytime, anywhere, all with AgSense 365. Contact Knutson Irrigation at 1-800-373-9325 today to learn more about AgSense 365, the most intuitive app for remote irrigation management. Online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Kent Watkins here with SEI Agritech in Elk City, Oklahoma. Winter is right around the corner. Don't wait to secure the best nutrition for your herd. Call now to book your winter contracts for cattle feed, including our premium Mix 30 liquid feed. Give your cattle the edge this season and make sure they stay healthy during the cold winter months. Call us or stop by today here at SEI Agritech in Elk City for all of your feed needs. Follow us on Facebook for updates and more information.
I've banked First National my whole life as an ag producer. We understand. I'm over here in Elk City. Monty's over at Sayre. We're both operators. We have a real life experience on the situation. If times are tough, it's not just for our customers. We feel it too. When it's dry, when rates are up, we're able to communicate with management and everybody, hey, this is the situation. Our customers feel comfortable knowing that we get what they're talking about. I'm Jason Redd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, December 15th. 1,106 head were sold. 11 head of steers at 432 brought 505. 8 at 511 brought 445. 19 at 525 brought 465. 7 at 768 brought 345. 73 at 880 brought 821. 7 at 891 brought 320. 5 head of heifers at 423 brought 410. 3 at 465 brought 425. 13 at 498 brought 41250. 10 at 565 brought 355. 9 at 574 brought 373. 6 at 700 brought 320. 17 at 734 brought 321. Butcher cows were 20 to 180. Butcher bulls brought 166 to 188. Bred cows 1375 to 3300. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Exit at 71. Clinton, Oklahoma sale every Monday at 10 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey 580-497-6095.
Jim is all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Okay, Northwestern Oklahoma, here's some ag weather update for you. I picked the big town of Cherokee. 47 degrees, feels like 44. Dew point's 18, humidity's 31. The winds are out of the west, southwest at 8 miles an hour. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 47 degrees. Sunset at 5:26. Sunset sunny and 55 today, 26 and chilly tonight. Tomorrow just looks beautiful. Get the old golf clubs out. It's time to go. 59 degrees and northwest to southwest winds 3 to 7 miles an hour. Not much going on. Well, they got the results in from how much milk Santa drank this last Christmas. You guys ready? It could be whole milk. It could be 2%. It could be eggnog. It could be chocolate. But Santa sure loves to drink the good stuff. Real milk from real hardworking dairy farm families. So check out these numbers. With all his hard work delivering toys to an estimated 300 million kids this Christmas, Santa is sure to work up a hefty appetite. To quench his thirst, Kris Kringle is relying on American dairy farmers to help produce his drink of choice, real milk. So... No, Jimmy Rhodes, old Cotton King's listening, and it's not 50 gallons. You're going to be shocked. According to the Dairy Alliance, approximately 86 million homes celebrate Christmas. And if each household left 1 8-ounce glass of milk out for old Saint Nick to enjoy, he will consume an estimated 688 million ounces of the perfect beverage. This equates to 46,225,000 pounds of milk. That equates to 5,375,000 gallons of milk. That's 716 tanker trailers full of milk. Enough milk to make more than 4 million pounds of cheese or ice cream. Enough milk to fill 8 Olympic-sized swimming pools. A day's worth of milk from approximately 827,000 cows. Whether it's whole milk, 2%, eggnog, chocolate, he likes to drink the good stuff. How about that? That's a lot of milk. But, you know, can't disappoint those kids by not drinking the milk when he comes down the chimney, right? Yeah, right. So, okay, what else here? Here's the, I'm doing some end of the year stuff. So here is some of the top stories we're looking back from 2025. And I'm just going to briefly go through all of them. So number one on the list was the Mexican border closed again as the new world screwworm comes within 370 miles of the U.S. That was back in July. Mexico's National Service of Agro got one that was like 160 miles northwest of the current fly dispersal grid. So it made it through there. So it was only 370. That was one of the top stories. And then the second top story was 10 reasons you should quit making hay. So, and then number three, buckle up. Here's why cattle prices are setting for another wild ride in 2025. And boy, it didn't disappoint. And one of my favorite stories that I got to do is what is a good bull worth in 2025? And you guys need to be thinking about that. The bull sales are going to be cranking up here in a few weeks. And they're going to be going on for next 90 to 120 days. You need to be thinking, you need to just drive out in the pasture, set in your pickup, just look at your bull and go, you've been good. It's time to replace you. Cause a good bull's making pretty good money at the, sale barn right now. You can't even get one for $2,500 at the sale barn. Anyway, then number five, did the administration's plan to lower beef prices wreck the bull run in the cattle market? Yeah, it did for a little bit. But guess what? It's back. Supply and demand is everything, people. Number six, instead of feeding hay, here's five profitable winter feed alternatives for your cattle herd. And we're going to get back to that one in just a second. I wanted to talk a little bit about that. And number seven, when is the best time to wean? And then number eight, the smell you'll never forget, a calf infested with new world screwworm. And from my understanding, it's pretty bad. Number nine, instead of making hay, four profitable alternatives for cattle producers to consider. And then number 10, the U.S. beef cattle inventory falls to the lowest level in 64 years. That's what made the headline. All right, let's go back to this one real quick. Let me see, where'd it go? All right. Oh, it won't let me open it. Hang on just a second. There it is. Now I can open it. Instead of feeding hay, there's five profitable winter feed alternatives for your cattle herd. Cheap winter feeding strategies can dramatically reduce cattle costs, not cattle costs, but costs compared to making and feeding hay. Traditional hay production is often economically, it's just economics ain't there. It's inefficient. And Carson Roberts, he's a Missouri Extension State Forage Specialist. He points, his point number 10 encourages beef producers to think outside the box and consider winter feeding options that can significantly reduce production costs compared to putting up and feeding hay. Robert says he often hears people say reducing hay sounds great, but you can't starve weight onto a cow. And he says, I don't disagree with that, but why would you insist on feeding hay with stockpiled Milo or tall fescue is often as good or better in forage quality than the average bale. Furthermore, these stockpiled forages can be produced for a fraction of the price. A cow will do what she's got to do to get her forage. And if she can't do that for you, then what kind of cow is she anyway? Is his quote. For planning purposes, Robert says that hay feeding costs average $1.18 to $1.75 per day. He suggests these five strategies can potentially reduce your winter feeding costs in half, by half. He says stockpiling fescue, that kind of doesn't go on out here with us. Grazing Milo. He said, Robert says standing Milo can provide exceptionally cheap winter forage. It costs as low as 45 cents a day and can support 400 cows per acre. No, 400 cow days. Not 400 cows, but 400 cow days per acre. For example, 120 bushel, 23 to 28 acre Milo field can feed 100 cows for 100 days, is what he's saying. Corn stalk residue, grazing corn stalks can be economically adventurous, he says, and are not adventurous, advantageous. Robert says some farmers allow beef producers to graze stock for free to improve subsequent crop yields. Minimum fencing costs may be needed. Native grass grazing, another effective option for dry pregnant females, is grazing stockpiled native grass season native warm season grass. Supplement with protein, which is cheaper than energy. My grass I've had out here west of Elk City, it's boot top high to knee high Bermuda grass, Plains blue stem and love grass, and it's all been fertilized. I've fed to those 27 cows, two bales of hay so far this winter, because we got a good supplement out there from SEI Agritech. They're eating that, eating their dry forage, and I promise you, they're not skinny. Also, sorghum Sudan grass. Roberts is currently researching using stockpiled sorghum Sudan grass for winter grazing, a good quality option, newer varieties with higher leaf contact, and I can go along with that. We got Sudan grass down there on 30 acres below my house, and they grazed on it until about 2 weeks ago, and it had some sugar in it, and it was, I don't know, six foot tall, and they grazed a lot on it because you can see the deer walking through it now. It worked out pretty good. Yeah, but they've got it all used up, but I didn't have to feed any hay to here a while back, so it worked out pretty good. Okay, let's take a Stockman's Vet break. When we come back, we'll have Hay Day Tuesday, and I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for Southwestern Oklahoma. Be right back.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays from all of us at Windy Nissan of Elk City. If you're looking for a great deal on a new or used vehicle, you can find it right here at Windy Nissan. With payments starting as low as $249 a month, no payments up to 90 days, as little as $0 down approvals, and also enjoy up to $7,500 off new 2025 Nissan Pathfinders, Armadas, and Muranos in stock here at Windy Nissan of Elk City. Merry Christmas and happy holidays.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment? How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hey, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
They're expecting me to get whatever task done to a farmer, a tractor, combine, gets them up and running. He's back in the field, makes some money. Guy in the oil field, their piece of equipment's running again. That makes some money. Solves that problem. I'm Brock Kalk, and my company is American Hose and Supply. We sell all types of industrial hose and fittings, oil field or agriculture. So if your farmer need a hose built, you can come in, we'll build it. You're a oil field customer and need us to come out and see you, we'll come out and see you and take an order or pick up a hose, build it, bring it back to you. If we're competitive on price, we say we'll bring it to you, we'll do whatever it takes to get it to you, make life easier on you, or you can call us to solve a problem. Hey, can you get this? Why wouldn't you? American Hose and Supply. 2111 South Main, Elk City, Oklahoma, in Camrock Building next to Fred's.
Or call 303-1123. 303-1123.
Why wouldn't you?
Briley Baca is an investment advisor representative of and advisory services offered through Royal Fund Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Every dollar you save for retirement has a silent partner, and it's your crazy Uncle Sam. He's waiting with his hand out, ready to take a chunk of your IRA, your 401k, and even your Social Security if you're not careful. But here's the truth. You can fight back. With the right strategy, you can keep more of your hard-earned money in your pocket and out of Washington's. At Advanced Financial Strategies, we specialize in family wealth management, helping families in Western Oklahoma cut down on future tax bills, maximize income, and keep control of their financial future. Don't wait for the IRS to decide how much of your retirement you get to keep. Call me, Briley Baca, a certified financial planner professional here in Clinton, at 323-6800 or visit our website, retirewithbaca.com. Advanced Financial Strategies, your money, your future, your choice.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Here is your Southwestern Oklahoma Ag Weather Forecast brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden. Goaty Bow. How do you go to Goaty Bow? 51 degrees. 11's the dew point, 20% humidity. Winds are out of south, southwest at 12 miles an hour. 52 is the three-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 533 sunset. Sunny and 55 today, clear and 28 tonight, and tomorrow, just gorgeous. I bet old Cotton King will be on the golf course tomorrow with his brother, and his uncle. 62 degrees and mostly sunny with north to southwest winds, 3 to 8 miles an hour. So anyway, hey, good news coming out of that area down there. Matter of fact, if you guys follow Jimmy or Tammy on social media, you know, their daughter's husband was in a bad accident and was in OU Medical Center, and it was ugly there for a while from what I was seeing. So he got released yesterday. I'm going to go out on a limb for the family, and I'm sure Jimmy and Tammy want to give out a big shout out to all the people that's been showing their support to help. They just had a baby here a couple months ago, and just, yeah. So anyway, congratulations to him to getting put out or taken out of the hospital. So got a long recovery ahead, but they can get her done. Tough people. So anyway, I just wanted to throw that out there. Speaking of hay, before we get to some hay prices, let's see here. I'm just going to tell you that the hay deal does not look good, and not much supporting a 2026 hay price rebound. According to this, history tells us that nearly all markets go through boom and bust phases, and we do with the hay market, unless those markets are artificially controlled by the government or by some other means. The interesting thing is, whatever the price or whatever the phase is currently prevailing, we think and operate as it will be a permanent fixture. We see the same phenomenon occur with sports teams, especially baseballs. Our opinions and prediction of season's outcome often hinge on whether the team is on a 6-game winning streak. Exactly 3 years ago, This gentleman wrote an article titled, Will Hay Prices Turn South in 2023? And we just come through a banner. You guys remember that was a really good year for hay. Through a banner hay price, and when the average alfalfa price for all qualities broke through the $280 a ton, alfalfa and other hay exports were at or near record levels as we recovered from the pandemic. It was a good time to be a commercial hay producer, even if input costs had taken a considerable jump in previous years. As it turned out, hay prices did stay strong through the first half of 2023, and then boom, it went south. So will this happen? What will happen to hay prices this coming year? As you will see, there isn't much reason to believe that a stronger hay market is at spitting distance unless Mother Nature decides to shut off the spigot. Well, speaking of that spigot, I was thinking about that. You know, there's some pretty good prices. I mean, there ain't no steals going on out there, but there's some really good buys on hay right now. If we stay in this flash drought and it turns into a bigger drought that we're in right now in western Oklahoma and eastern Texas Panhandle, might not be a bad time to buy some hay. And I don't know, keep that in mind. Here we go. You ready? Got your pencil and pen ready? Hay bales, blue stem, and native grass and legumes mixture. Round bales, call 821-1611, 580-821-1611. That's north of Elk. It says here it's very nutritious. Cow hay, blue stem, and native 5.5-foot round bales, $45 a bale, 580-660-1306. And then 400 bales of rye hay, $50 a bale, loading available. 580-729-0356, 580-729-0356. That's around Carter. And let's go back to another page here. We got 80 bales of fertilized lovegrass hay around Allison, Texas at $60 a bale. Deliveries available. 580-449-1192, 580-449-1192. 230 bales are really good rye hay, fertilized the whole nine yards. South Carter, $70 a bale. Can haul for an additional fee. 580-821-4816, 580-821-4816. And 100 bales of Milo hay with grain in it. $50 a bale down by Hobart. 580-530-1032, 580-530-1032, and I got another here somewhere. Where did it go? There it is. I got you. This is over south of Sayre. This is 153 bales of blue stem Bermuda grass mix at $60 a bale. And then we got 74 bales of wheat rye mix hay, $50 a bale, 580-729-2436, 580-729-2436. And we got some quality hay grazer here, Elk City. Got 150 bales of number one quality hay grazer, 1,200 pound bales. Test it for nitrates, $75 a bale. And then we got some 1,200-pound round bales of horse quality teff grass. Loading available. And let's see here. Where's my number at? There it is. Down by Elk City and then down by the retrop area. 580-821-2355. 821-2355. Looks like some good hay. I like people that send me all the information. They're available, the loan's available, delivery's available, test it for nitrates. That's the way we need it. Then we got 200 bales of native lovegrass mix up by Sharon Sharon, Oklahoma in Woodward County, $45 a bale, 580-334. Got some people creeping on me in my show today. You guys creepers or what? 580-334-8989. That's for hay up there around Sharon, Oklahoma, Woodward County. 200 bales. One more. Wheat hay. $70 a bale. 580 brown bales. 580-660-5690. 660-5690. That's it. See you guys tomorrow. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma.